Now I'm sitting here in the office in London with my mum, and we've just had some kind of gooey chocolate pudding, which is really.
And it says G U.
It is one of those gooey chocolate. And I've actually, it's not true. We haven't had a pudding. I've had two because I needed that much chocolate.
But it was two thimbles. Let's face it.
Yeah, but it's still. I feel it's a bit too much. Anyway, update on. Since yesterday on Danny's situation, I've had a few texts with him, and he's told me, I think he's confirmed that the DWP have registered receipt of.
You think?
No. He's confirmed that they have registered receipt of his appeal, and they're preparing to pay him some emergency payment. He said, so that's quite good.
That might be the interim period between. When the appeal is registered and the, you know, the decision.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be £70 a week, which is, I don't know what that's supposed to be. I mean, what worries me is, does that mean also he gets his housing benefit?
Well, I don't know the outcome of that just yet, but what I also do know is that the very decent Ben Bradshaw, who is his local...
Saintly
Ben Bradshaw. Saint Ben Bradshaw, who is his local MP.
Saint Ben Bradshaw of Exeter.
Of Labour Exeter.
Yes. Despite being an MP and a Labour MP at that, he's still Saint Ben Bradshaw.
And he's a saint because I contacted him on Twitter, and he did represent, or he got some support for Danny years ago. He threw some muscle behind it. And so I contacted him via Twitter and got an almost immediate reply, and his right-hand man is handling some of it now, but he's very personally involved, and he seems to be going ahead and making some sorts of representations on Danny's behalf almost immediately. And I think that's amazing to do, and partly amazing because I think he's not under any illusions that Danny's case is very, very complicated, and that, you know, while Danny has entitlement to have a proper assessment, not this bullshit one from Atos, Danny is also not somebody who most people in society would look at and want to give support and benefits to, because his dual problems of brain damage, mental health issues, and the self-medicating drug addiction make a really big drain. And actually, as somebody at Mind said the other day, a really lovely guy who's helped Danny an awful lot and worked tirelessly with Danny, actually said probably because of those complicated brain injury, stroke, drug addiction, they probably haven't managed to help him at all in almost all the time they've worked with him. And that's really hard, because some people in society think that means he doesn't deserve help, when in fact what we're fighting for is, we're kind of not even dealing with that bit. We're fighting for his entitlement to have a fair assessment first and foremost, because all the reports and all the experts confirm that he's not in any way, shape or form capable of working.
So, I mean, if you say you live in a society that guards and cares for the most vulnerable, no matter what that word vulnerable means, you either live in a society that says that they do that, or you don't. They say, well, throw him in the bin, because he probably will need it all his life, and one would probably have to actually fight to make him understand how important it was for him to accept it, if that can be done. So he is very hard to help, but, you know, it's a fact that he needs the help. He should have the help.
Well, certainly he's entitled to... He's entitled to a fair assessment, which is the first thing we're taking a stand on. And whether or not he's able to be helped after that is another matter. But it is great to see, and hats off to see, you know, for Ben Bradshaw being so willing to actually act so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, when I was listening to that, I mean, when I was reading his emails, and when I read through nine
winding up, we're running
out of
time.
when I went through the nine letters he wrote for us before, it made me think, you know, they're right. When politicians say that it's not every one of them that are thieving, corrupt bastards, you know, there are decent ones.
And on that note, see you later.